नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो दयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नष्ट की कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 24, Text 21. Krashi Vanijya Gauraksha Kusidam Turyam Uchyate वार्ता चतुर्विधा तत्र वयम् गो व्रतयोनिशम् कृषि वाणिज्य गौरक्षा कुसीदं तुर्यम् उच्यते वार्ता चतुर्विधा यत्र वयं गोव्रतयोनिशम् कृषि वाणिज्य गौरक्षा कूषिदं तुर्यमुच्यते वार्ता चतुर्विधा यत्र वार्ता चतुर्विधा तत्र वयं गोव्रतयोनिशम् कृषि वाणिज्य गौरक्षा कूषिदं तुर्यमुच्यते वार्ता चतुर्विधा तत्र वयं गोव्रतयोनिशम् कृषि वाणिज्य गौरक्षा नाम मुन्य उच्यते मादादं उदारत्र वायं गोव्रतयोनिशम्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय द डिसाइपल ऑफ हिज ड्राइंग डेज इसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। The occupational duty of the Vaishya are conceived in four divisions: farming, commerce, cow protection, and money lending. Out of these, we as community are always engaged in cow protection. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagna Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagnanita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Inti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschat Desh Tarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I want to thank the temple authority for giving me this opportunity for my purification. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead we hear almost every day. And how insignificant we are, He makes us realize almost on daily basis. So in this pastime, also the Lord of the Rain, Indra, He got puffed up, and how Krishna rectifies, and why Krishna does all what He does. For that there may be millions of reasons. One reason, because He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is Krishna. So in our terminology, Meri Marji. I heard a song recently. Meri Shadi Pe Main Na Jaun Meri Marji. And there are series of such things in that song. Meri Marji. So Krishna can do anything, whatever He wants to do. Recently, Krishna's purpose in this pastime is just one, that He wants to stop this Govardhan Puja. And specifically He is giving this class only for the Gopas. He has spoken something contrary in Bhagavad Gita and Vedas. But here He is speaking something, the Karma Mimamsa philosophy and many other things. And recently His Grace Rasnath Prabhu was giving a class, you know, gave a wonderful class on taking responsibility. Very short class. And after that class, a question was asked to Him. Prabhuji, tell me,
how this class of yours was connected to today's verse. A person like me maybe would have spoken that, see, what we spoke was the verse of Krishna. Krishna spoke like this, right? And what Krishna wants us to do, we discussed on that. So naturally it is connected. But he gave a wonderful answer. And how he connected the whole thing with his class. So, it can be said, the person who is speaking Bhagavatam, it is his marji, what he wants to speak. But the essence is what? The essence is that how we can come closer to Supreme Lord. How, whether all these things are detailed. How ideally expected that whenever we speak any particular verse, something. But it is not a rule. What is most important, what is required, that how we come more closer to Krishna by discussing Krishna Katha. And then, why Krishna did this? Maybe he wants his devotee to glorify him by another two new names. What is that? After this pastime, he will be now known as Giridhari. And also Govinda. Another reason that for the pleasure of devotees, so Vyasadev will dictate and Ganeshji will take notation as a stenographer, and in future generations will be discussing this pastime and purifying their life simply by discussing this pastime. And also Krishna gives opportunity to materialistic person like Indra so that they can realize their mistake and they can repent and they can purify their consciousness. Also, Krishna has been performing pastime with gopas in the day and cowherd girls in the night and with the parents at home. But Krishna may think, I want to have pastime jointly with all of them together. Otherwise it is always separate. So let me relish that. So again, so this is the pastime when everybody is assembled. And also, a person now through this pure devotee of the Lord, Haridas Varya, Krishna wants to teach us. You are as tall, as big, your peak is touching the clouds. And you are deep rooted. You are providing facilities. And you are glorious. But still, you can be uprooted. You do not know when you will be put down. Now, Krishna, with this background, preparing for a movie. And this movie has all the masalas. There is thunder. There is lightning, there is rain, there is fear, there is anxiety, there is romance. Sidelong glances are going on, Krishna is watching. Like, so many things are happening. There is humor. Madhu Mangal is saying, because of me, he is able to hold. Krishna is tilting, and then people are putting, devotees are, gopas are putting sticks. So there are many things. There is suspense. When will Krishna, when will the rain stop? Whether it will stop or not, there's a test. And so many things. And then, display of strength. And the smashing of the pride. And then finally surrender. And,
With this background, Krishna is asking Nanda Maharaj, Baba, why are you doing this and for whom? So naturally, Nanda Maharaj answers that we are worshipping the Lord of rain, Indra, and if Indra is not worshipped, then he will not provide rain. And if rain do not come, then we don't get wheat, and the cows do not get grass, and how will we get milk and all those kind of things? And plus, we have been doing this for generations. So Baba, what if we do not do this? What will happen? Oh, lot of amangal. And misfortune will come. Nobody want misfortune. People want to play safe out of fear complex or blind faith, superstition. We should not displease any demigod. So, Krishna here talks about that all living entities are getting the result according to their own karma. If they do good karma, they get good result. If they do bad karma, they get bad result. And contrary to what he has taught in Bhagavad Gita and the Vedas. So your profession, your Ishtadev is your profession. For a Brahmana, Vedadhyan and Prachar. And for the Kshatriya, you would be protecting, you would be ruling and administration. And for the Vaishya, you're supposed to do business. And Sudras are supposed to be serving the other three community. And here, in this sloka, what we are reading today, the occupational duties of the Sudras are conceived in four divisions, farming, commerce and cow protection. The Lord was born in a Kshatriya family in Mathura, but he was raised in a family of a Vaishya who was in the business of agriculture and cow protection. And cow protection in India generally taken in a very, very narrow sense. Means saving the cow from going to the slaughterhouses is the definition of cow protection. But whereas, what is the real understanding? That providing all the facilities to the cow, whether it is food, shelter, water, their health, worshipping the cow and promoting the product what comes because of the cow. All this, one of the promoter of cow product is Charvak Muni. So if the cow is saved and served, then the whole society is secured and safe. And if all these three businesses, what is agriculture and commerce and farming, are not workable, then only the fourth business, that is money lending, is also allowed. Actually, for a young man or an active man, it is a curse if he or she lives only on money lending. Why? Unless a devotee has completely surrendered his or her life in the service of the Lord and the preaching movement, this is not really a recommended way of living on money. It makes you lazy. You have a lot of time at your disposal. And if you are not properly engaged, then you only end up doing sense gratification.
I have been working for Dalmia Group of Company for over 25 years. They are big money lender. Once upon a time, even to Dhirubhai Ambani was taking money from him. Now, it was giving lot of easy money. But never ever I have seen in these 25 years that they thought that why we should do gadha majuri when we can make more money by way of lending. They were into garment, they were into military supply, they were into containers, and there were lot many problems are involved in handling labors and many other things. But it is not a way recommended for, unless someone has completely dedicated his or her life in the service of the Lord, to live on in some community. It is banned to live on interest income. Some community, it is banned. Some religious organizations very strongly believe. People, diya hua paisa, samne wale ka diya hua paisa aata hai. When you lend, give money to someone, it is his mercy that he'll return the money to you. I recently came across one devotee. He's a driver and he was looking for a flat. One broker promised him that I will give you loan. Now he had his hidden agenda. The deal was done. 4 lakh rupees you will get this flat. But you have to pay say 50,000 rupees from your own pocket. And the rest 3.5 lakh rupees I'll arrange as a loan to you. Now devotees are simple people. And he said, 50,000 I can manage and 3.5 lakh rupees this person will provide me loan and I have to return it to him. You know, what was his agenda? That 50,000 is paid, the deal is done. He took his brokerage from the owner and then he said, sorry, I cannot arrange the loan. Now this devotee was in problem. 50,000 is stuck. Now either he pays that 3.5 lakh rupees or he's lost that 50,000. So somehow that case came to me and I tried my best, but I was totally unsuccessful because this person who assured also happens to be a devotee. Not as devotee of a very good standing, but he is also on the path of devotion service. So this is how this money lending puts people in deep trouble. And somehow with the grace of the devotee, some finances were arranged to this devotee driver and he got the possession and now he's happy living in that house. So this is the last source of income for, unless you are totally dedicating your life. Srila Prabhupada, in one of his purport, explains that Brahma is not supposed to possess. Kshatriya can possess, but what they for higher purpose they can utilize for performing sacrifices and noble activities. And Vaishya should make money by fair means. And the problem, if Sudra start accumulating money, then they generally end up in spending that in sense gratifying activities. And in Kali Yuga, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. The Sudra mentality is causing great harm to modern civilization, Prabhupada says. And therefore, a Sudra does not know how to use.
So any excess money has to be utilized, whatever profession, whatever business, in the service of the Lord. Because Krishna says, Bhuktaram yatsam sarvaloka maheshwaram. And in this verse we also have one word, anisha. Means nirantar. Nisha means ratri, the end. And the Gaur Raksha should never stop. The looking after the cow, feeding the cow, and promoting the cow, and everything should go on for the welfare of the society, for the safety of the society, and for the upliftment of the society. That is why this mountain is called here Govardhan. He is giving portion, looking after the well-being, providing all what is required for the cow. That's why mountain is called Govardhan. And here the Gopa's understanding up till this time is that the cows are living because of the mercy of Indra. Rain. And Krishna here in the next verse is telling the Gopa, the cause of the creation, maintenance and destruction are three modes of nature. Namely, goodness, passion and ignorance. In particular, the mode of passion creates this universe and through sexual combination causes it to become full of variety. So Krishna says, so whatever is happening is because of three modes of nature. Passion, male, female unite and create. Goodness, you get grass, food, maintained, and ignorance, annihilation. All these are happening by nature. So where is the role of Indra? The rain, the formation of the cloud takes place because of Rajogun, and therefore we get rain. There is no intelligence involved. If there was intelligence involved, then why the rain will fall on stone? Why the rain will fall on barren land? Then why the rain will fall where it is not required in the ocean? And why there will be excess rain? So, there is no administration. It is like saying that whatever happened during Janmashtami, it is just happening, and Vasudev Prabhu has no real role in managing the crowd and, you know, doing things. It is just like saying that today all of us have assembled here. Any person will come here and speak. Balde Prabhu has no role in organizing this. Even my son Baldev can come and speak here. And what will he speak? Aap jaisa koi meri jindagi mein aaye to baat ban jaye. Actually, I chose this song because a very authentic song. Why it is an authentic song? Because about 2 decades ago, His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu, on this asan, he spoke on this song. And today, when I think of this song, I don't think of a movie, I don't think of the star, I don't think of the singer, I think of Radha Gopinath Prabhu. And what did he speak on this song? Ki baat kaise banti hai? By taking shelter of Srimati Radha Rani. How she taught? She taught, Krishna ke alawa, agar aapke jeevan mein aur koi bhi aaya, to baad mein aapko rona hi padega. This is the
So nothing is happening by chance. With this philosophy, everything happening automatically. So one should eat, drink, and be merry. Again, Charvak philosophy, what is this? Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya punar agaman kutha. When your body is burned into ashes, where is the question of next birth? So, enjoy. Therefore, yavat jivet, right? Rinam kitva, kitvam pivet. Enjoy. Live very, very nicely. How you can live very nicely? You should have a healthy body. How you can have a healthy body? That, then you consume ghee. And today's generation, if you tell them something like this, that you should have ghee, the moment you utter the word ghee, what comes out? Chee? Can't digest something like that. It is actually, we laugh, but actually it is our fault. We were exposed at our younger days to cows in our house, or an appropriate opportunity was given that we were exposed to cow. About 10 years ago, I was passing from Jogeshwari to Goregaon area with my children. And that area at that time had cow shed. About 50, 60 cows and 200 buffaloes were there. And when I was passing, I enjoyed a smell which I was very familiar with my younger days. And both my children could not tolerate that smell. Cow dung smell. So it is our fault that we have not given them that exposure. Therefore, they are not able to enjoy what is actually meant to be enjoyed. So here Chavak is saying, so what you do? You eat ghee. And if you don't have money, then borrow. After all, here we are not talking that your son has to pay or your wife has to pay, or in next life you have to know. There's no thing. Just eat. Because what happens when you are dead, your debts are also bad debts in somebody else's book. So don't worry about that. Srila Prabhupada was asked by one of his disciples, Prabhupada, even a rishi, Chavak rishi, who is supposed to be an Indian rishi, is propagating something like this? Prabhupada said, because it's an Indian rishi, therefore he is talking about ghee. If it was American, he would have spoken about meat. So, the same in Bhagavatam, third canto, we hear everything about administration. How this world has come about and how the generation has taken place, how population, Brahmaji is coming out of the navel, and then he is creating 4 Kumaras, and after 4 Kumaras, then Rudras. And then right from Marichi to Narad Muni. And then finally he is contemplating, I want more population. And then he is 2 personalities. One male, female comes out from his body. That is Swayambhu Manu and Satrupa Mataji. And then 5 children are born. And then we have full description. And here we are talking everything. There is no administration. And everything happening by chance.
Srila Prabhupada,
in one of his letters, writes to his disciple that we are all marginal energy. And Srimati Radharani and Lakshmi Devi are the energy of the Lord, and they are always on the left side of the Lord. So we should always try and keep ourselves on the left side of the Lord and be His army and arms. So what does it mean to be the arms of the Lord and the army, in the army of Srila Prabhupada? It means to be a disciplined disciple. And Prabhupada has time and again reminded us, and through his disciples we are reminded, and through our God brothers we are reminded repeatedly as to how do we can show our love to Srila Prabhupada by cooperating with one another in the service of the Lord. Very, very difficult task, but the only way to advance and perfect our life. That is why we are repeatedly reminded. Srila Prabhupada has given us books, and through these wonderful narration, we are given some instruction that how the devotees in the past, in the pages of Bhagavatam, has cooperated with the will of the Lord. Here, the will of the Lord is, you stop Govardhan Puja. Alright. The Lord is very pleased when the devotees are cooperating. He has, in plain word, expressed His gratitude while citing the example of Prachetas. I am very, very happy with you all. Why? One thing, you are engaged in devotional service. That is why. Two, because you are cooperating very well. And third, wish you all the good luck because of this. And fourth, all those wants to be cooperative, those who are not cooperative, those who wants to be friendly, they said, remember everyday Prachetas. The paper is out as to how we can, if we are not able to cooperate with others or with the will of the Lord, then the paper is out. How the paper is out? What we have to do? We have to be non-envious. It's a very, very simple thing. Prabhupada has told us how you can be non-envious. If spend your time with those who are non-envious. His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj also remind us, it will not come, you have to practice. So spend your time with those who are non-envious. And Prabhupada has told us that you read Ramayana if you want to get out of this envious mentality. In Bhagavatam, we get instruction, think of Prachetas if you want to be friendly and cooperative with others. Then, got to be grateful to be cooperative. His Grace, Dwarkadish Prabhu, just a few days ago, had a wonderful class on how we can be grateful. There are millions of reasons for that we can be grateful. But for one reason, we can be ungrateful and spoil our whole life. In a year, we have 8,760 hours. And we have our entry in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath temple all this time, whenever we want to.
But on Janmasmi day, when we are told that from 2 to 12, you are not permitted, we have reason to be disturbed. Can you just make a percentage of this time in terms of 8,760 hours? When I did, my calculator was not taking. 0.0011%. Only at this time we are not allowed to hang on. We are allowed to come in a queue. We are allowed to take darshan. But we are cribbing. Why am I not allowed? Instead of being grateful for 99.99% of the facility, we are cribbing about that 0.001%. To be cooperative, we have to be first grateful that what have we got. And unless we are grateful, we will not be cooperating with the will of the Lord. Then the paper is out in the other form. Bhogeshwarya prasakta nam taya parhata chetsam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhi. In the mind of those who are too attached to sense gratification and those who get bewildered, the resolute determination to devotion and service of the Lord does not take place. So how we can minimize first and then get rid of the sense gratification activities? Then we will be cooperative. How do we do our sadhana with seriousness? Spend our time with those who are serious. Recently, His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu gave a very nice class. And one aspect of this I would like to talk, which is very dear to my heart. He was mentioning Priyavat Maharaj, son of Sayambhu Manu, brother of Uttanapad. Now, we cannot even count the number of years Priyavat Maharaj was practicing Nastik Brahmacharya. And he gets an order or suggestion or an expectation from the seniors that now you have to look after the world and rule the world. Can you imagine? We talk that I have been doing a particular service for 15 years, 2 decades, and if we are removed from that, then we have question. And someone is practicing Nastik Brahmachari, we can't even count the number of years. How? Why? Because Uttanapada generation, 15 generation, for millions of years have been ruling, and now it was so desired that the Priyavat Maharaj should be doing. For these uncountable years, a right person, Priyavat Maharaj, under the right advice, Narad Muni, doing the right thing, practicing devotional service, at the right place, Gandhmandan Mountain, everything is right about. And with determination, vyavasayatmika buddhi ekahi kurunandana, I want to achieve the perfection of life. Now this person is asked, after so many years of tapasya, that now you give up this and get into family affair, rule the world. So Sayambhu Manu could not convince him. So came in picture Brahmaji. And Brahmaji is telling him, don't think I am your enemy. I am acting under the direction of the Supreme Lord. We are all bound, just like
a bull through a rope is controlled by its driver. So, this is what is required. So do it. Now, all these years, what Priyavrat Maharaj has learned in the ashram of his Guru Maharaj, this was the time to put that into practice. Certainly a difficult task, but you got to do it. Now the time, testing time was how to respect the superior personality with no resentment. Priyavrat Maharaj accepted the order. All right, I'll perform this austerity. Now the important aspect. Priyavrat Maharaj did not discuss this matter after the three departed. He did not say to his god brothers in the ashram, सब ने मिलके मेरे को बाबा बनाया. My guru was a party to it. My father was party to it. My grandfather, Brahma, was party to it. To achieve an administrative goal, they crucified my life. For decades, I am a president, I am a cook, I am a pujari, and they certainly had some agenda to get me out of this service. Priyavrat Maharaj did not discuss this with anyone or anyone of his god brother, that this is what happened with me. It is natural for an individual to be temporarily disturbed about the situation. But the test of our devotional life is how we graciously accept the will of the Lord, the desire of the devotees. His Grace Govind Prabhu was once mentioning in the recent visit of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj to Bombay, he was saying that the devotees, those who accept the will of the Lord and the situation they are into, if they accept graciously, then it's a sign of detachment. And denial, or not accepting the will of the Lord and the situation, is a sign of attachment. We may be temporarily disturbed in the Kiskindha Chetra, Kiskindha Kand. Ram has made alliance with Sugriv, and the 4 months, because of the rain, was the time for the process to start to look for Sita. But as the 4th month was approaching, Ram was lamenting and he told Lakshman, "Lakshman, it looks that I have lost Sita now forever." And I am unable to understand what she must be going through, and I cannot imagine her grief, her lamentation, her situation. And Ram is lamenting on that. He is very, very sad about the whole situation. And at that time, Lakshman tells Ram, though he is a younger brother, he is playing a role. And he is saying, Soka yukt vyakti ko kabhi apne lakshya ki prapti nahi hoti. This is a very, very instructive statement for all of us. If we are sad, if we are unhappy,
if we are, you know, lamenting, poor me, poor me. With that kind of a situation, we will never achieve our goal for which we have taken some step forward. What is our goal? We want to go back home, back to Godhead. By lamenting, by crying over things, this is what Lakshman is telling Ram to instruct us. शोकायुक्त व्यक्ति को कभी भी अपने लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति नहीं होती. एंड इफ वी वॉन्ट टू कोऑपरेट, वी हैव टू गेट आउट ऑफ दिस शोकायुक्त स्टेज. अदर वी विल ऑलवेज लेमेंट, वी विल ऑलवेज हैव प्रॉब्लम. इज इट नॉट नेचुरल फॉर अ फादर टू फील सैड और क्राय व्हेन the daughter goes away to some other house? It's natural. But he cannot remain in that situation permanently. Is it not natural for someone who has lost good money in business to feel sad, to cry? But what next? So this is what is Lakshmanji is teaching us by this statement, that if our goal is to achieve love of God, to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to serve His devotees, for us, our Guru Maharaj, if our goal is that, then we have to get out of this poor me syndrome and be grateful. Whatever facility the Lord has given us, be out of this envious mentality of why he or why she was there on Janmashtami day between 2 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the night and why not me. Otherwise we will miss a big goal for this 0.001% of ungratefulness. How we can think, how we can achieve this? By thinking, every time I am so insignificant. We have to remind ourselves. We have been hearing every day, but we have to remind ourselves. Imagine, Sahadev Prabhu, Sucharita Mataji, Sachitanand Prabhu, Ansuya Mataji, Abhay, Aradita, Mahaprabhu Prabhu, Palika Mataji, Giri Govardhan, Sundari Manjari, Kunti Mataji, Yudhishthir Prabhu, Draupadi Priya, and what is the Mukundan Prachi, and Sri Gauranga, Prerna, Preeti Mataji, Rohini Nandan, Devi Priya or Baldev. One thing is common about these names, I'll tell you. But they think that we are Sarve Sarva. Then they are in very, very deep trouble. Instead of thinking Sarvaloka Krishna is Sarvaloka Maheshwara, they are all thinking Sarvaloka Maheshwari. So, the day we think that we are something, we are inviting a great trouble, whoever we may be, for 40 years or for 40 days. Always remember, Krishna is Sarvaloka Maheshwara and we are insignificant parcel of the Supreme Lord. And when we realize, we remind ourselves and help each other remind that, then probably we are in safe situation to practice that. I have probably spoken more than what I practice, but I certainly want to practice, and I seek your blessing for that, and I thank you all for your patience hearing. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.